All right, Grace and Aaron, KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Washington County Little League is on the air. Today's game of Major Softball, Washington County versus Industrial, is made possible by Medicare Equipment, Texas Farm Credit, 4R Fuel, Washington Animal Clinic, Plan North Architectural, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, HEB in Brenham, Bilski Water Wells, Citizens State Bank, Blinn College, Collier Construction, Felder's By and By, Guadalajara Restaurant, Thrivent Financial Group, Bluebell Creameries, Dahman and Associates, Burton Friends and Neighbors, BVR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, Amarellos Meat Market, DDM Pipe and Steel, K&H Portable Toilets, Whataburger in Brenham, Leroy Schrader, Tillman General Contractor, Seidel Schrader, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, The Paint Warehouse, TNT Car Wash, Kendra Tile, Wingstop, Double D Glass Service, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Hody Real Estate, Wellman Insurance Agency, Woods and Lumber Company, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Petra Benefits, and Altman Dentistry. We'll go to the field with your pregame host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
4R Fuel has you covered with fuel deliveries throughout the Brazos Valley. Locally owned and operated by Billy, 4R Fuel delivers bulk fuel right to your home, farm, ranch, or business. They offer highway diesel, farm diesel, and gasoline, delivered when and where you need it. No lines, no downtime, just reliable fuel service you can count on. Call 979-836-7123. 4R Fuel. Call Billy today at 836-7123.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters or their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League State Tournament.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you for the third straight night, or actually fourth straight night, to the Little League State Tournament held at Diamonds of Daly in Rosenberg, Texas. Doug Brown with you on the radio. And tonight, Washington County taking on Industrial. And this is for the state championship. Now, Industrial, because of their win over Washington County on Saturday night, Industrial, all they need is one more win, and they're the tournament champions. Washington County has to beat Industrial twice tonight in order to win the state championship and move on to the next round in Waco, which starts already on coming up on Saturday. And we got a lot to get to here during the pregame, and we'll send you back to the studios. Let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tielemann Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, and Washington County is going to be the visitors this evening, while Industrial will be the home team, so pretty much just like it was on Saturday night. In that one, Industrial won it 11-0, and the game was actually pretty close for the first couple of innings, and then Industrial had a big 9-run third inning, which put the game away and put the run rule into effect. Washington County, really tonight, big team, is got to keep the mistakes to a minimum, and don't, like, if you make an error, don't let it snowball into something larger. Just concentrate on when you're out in the field on getting outs. And also, too, there were no hits against this team on Saturday, and you'll be looking at the same pitcher. The big thing, try to get on it early and often, and try to force it into going to another game, which that is the ultimate goal. As we said, they've got to win twice in order to get to the next round. And also, it'd be nice to take home that state championship trophy. That would be pretty cool, too. Join Burton Panthers and do that twice, and have two Washington County teams do that twice in the same year. It would be pretty cool. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. First, let's send you back to the studios and hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch, and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barndominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here, let's take a look at our starting lineups. And first, for the visiting Washington County All-Stars, it'll be Kenley Parker leading things off, playing first base. Batting second will be the right fielder, Stella Church. Batting third, left fielder Keegan Wilson. Batting fourth will be the shortstop, Bell Schrader. Batting fifth, third baseman Lana Wunderlich. Batting sixth will be the center fielder Kinsley Hafferkamp. Batting seventh will be the pitcher Caroline Summer. Batting eighth, the catcher Raylan Rosenbaum. Batting ninth, second baseman Addie Sebastian. Batting 10th will be Chesney Staten, and batting 11th, Emery Senega. Washington County one short tonight. Kingsley Mantine not here this evening. Didn't think about it. Should have asked Coach Summer what was the thing on that, but the umpires are coming out on there. Meantime, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll look at the industrial lineup after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
All right, back we go here, and the rain is starting to come down a little bit. Right now just dripping, so we hopefully nothing more than this. And let's take a look at the industrial lineup real quick. And leading off is going to be L. Collins, the pitcher. Batting second, Georgia New. Batting third, Braylon Eagles. Batting fourth will be Olivia Garcia. Batting fifth, Kirsten Thomas. Batting sixth, Kenzie Chambliss. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Addison New. Batting eighth will be Kenzie Weinheimer. Batting ninth, Zoe Gray. Batting tenth, Chelsea Kretzer. Batting 11th, Carly Black, and batting 12th, Isabella Marquez. And back with the first pitch after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell Chocolate Lava Cake is a mountainous eruption of flavor. Classic vanilla ice cream loaded with rich chocolate cake pieces, rivers of chocolate sundae sauce, chunks of dark chocolate, and a deep fudge swirl. Prepare yourself for an earth-shaking experience.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
At Leroy Schrader Stone, Sod, and Soil, they've got everything you need to bring your outdoor projects to life. From building stone, sod, quality soils and compost, to culverts, driveway materials, masonry products, and more. They've got you covered. Visit them online at LeroyShrader.com or give them a call at 979-836-6521. You dream, they deliver. Leroy Schrader, located at 8051 TX36 in Brenham.
All right, here we go, and we are going to get this one started a little bit early because the rain, as we said, the rain is coming down here at the field. And so Kenley Parker, the batter. Right now, no lightning though, so they're going to let him play. And it is a turf field. Well, Parsons into the windup, and the first pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Washington County and Industrial. Parsons works. 0-1 pitch. And he has a strike call. It's 0-2. It's a little low there from my vantage point. And a pie for a ball. One ball, two strikes on Parker. Yes, he's going to pop this one foul off of the screen. Count will remain at 1-2. We're just underway here. Pitch. Swung and a miss, and Parker down on strikes for out number one. And that's going to bring up Stella Church. And next pitch from Parsons. Is taking up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. We're hoping this just a quick passing shower, we hope. And the pie for a ball. As we said, this is a turf field. And foul tip. Two balls and a strike. Washington County coming off a big win over Twin County last night, 12-5. And now Industrial had the night off last night, so they should be pretty fresh coming into this one. A 2-1 pitch. Swung on a miss, 2-2. Parsons got good velocity on that fastball. Oh. Thank you. Yeah. And swung and a miss down on strikes. I tell you what, just had my buddy Josh Sebastian bring me a umbrella here to help out. Just, tell you what, it rain's starting to come down now. I'm getting soaked. My paperwork's getting soaked. As now Tegan Wilson steps up here. And Wilson does this one, a high fly ball out to the center. And it's going to drop in for a hit. And so Wilson gets on board for Washington County, and that'll bring up Bell Schrader. The center fielder there, that was Thomas, trying to close in his fast, but it just tailed away from her too much and made the dive, but just couldn't come up with it. And so Washington County got with their first base runner of the game. And now let's see if Schrader can move her around. Just missing a ball. And next pitch, swung and a miss. Parsons got her to chase one upstairs. And it's 1-1. And next delivery, a pie to Schrader. And it's 2-1. Coach is a place for Washington. Sam Summer, the manager, is the third base coach. Bertram Parker at first base. Julie Heffer camp in the dugout. And Schrader swings and misses. It's now 2-2. Close pitch there. Umpire did not bring her up on that, and it's 3-2. Which is funny because on the previous batters, he did call that a strike. So, but we got it in our favor. That's the main thing. And that one, a pie ball four, and Schrader draws the walk. And so that puts two runners aboard for Washington County and brings up Lana Wunderlich. Pitch coming way high, a ball. You got to wonder too with that bait, with the softball, might be some moisture on there that's keeping it. Parsons does want a new softball. Kind of wonder on that with the field being wet and going back and forth, and how much that'll play a factor too. And that went up high again. And that allows the runners to move up. Wild pitch. And so now you got Wilson at third and Schrader at second. Down low, a ball, 2-0. And it doesn't look like here in the early going. Collins is having trouble gripping the softball due to the rain coming down and it already being a wet field. And down low, ball four. And that will load the bases for Kensley Afferkamp. And so a golden opportunity for Washington County to strike first here. Two out and another one up high. I mean, everything she's throwing is going high. That time, right down the wheelhouse, and it's 1-1. Well, the good thing, too, for the Washington County hitters is with that stuff coming in, the other night they weren't laying all those pitches. Tonight, they're being more disciplined at the plate and here in the early going, laying off that. Swung on a miss, though, and that's 1-2. African with a teammate on every base. Just get a hit here and get Washington County on the scoreboard. We're walking through two and strike three called. And Happercamp is down to retire the sides. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. Bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the first. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Little League is about more than baseball. It's about families making memories together. From first pitches to post-game celebrations, everyone deserves to enjoy every moment. That's why families trust Medicare Equipment Specialties for quality home medical equipment, dependable service, and the personal care they deserve. Every generation has a role on game day, from the kids on the field to the grandparents in the bleachers. Trust Medicare Equipment Specialties.
Play ball!
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, back we go in L. Collins batting here, and Caroline Summer doing the pitching for Washington County. And pitch is a ball. It's 2-0. Back behind the plate this evening is Raylan Rosenbaum. And we'll get to the other fielders after the next pitch. And that one ground ball to second base. Sebastian up with it, throws to first. And that's one away. And for Washington County, it is right side of the infield. Kenley Parker at first. Addie Sebastian at second, left side. Bell Schrader at short. And Lana Wunderlich at third. Into the outfield, Kinsley Heffercamp is in center flank, to right by Stella Church and left by Tegan Wilson. And that'll bring up George Anew. That takes the first pitch for a ball. We got no score, bottom of the first inning. We're just underway in the state championship Little League game in the Major Girls Division. And pitch is a ball. It's 2-0. And up high for a ball. And it's a 3-0 count on New. I imagine they're going to be having, like they were on the top half of the inning, switch softballs in and out quite a bit with the rain falling here. And a high ball four. And a one-out walk to Georgia New. Gets her report now. Brings up Braylon Eagles. It's a one-out and one on. And pitch is a strike call. Pitch swung and a miss for a runner going, throw down to second. Oh, it's got away. And some stolen base there. And throw went out in the center field, but luckily it wasn't enough for her to advance, so no error charged on the play. And so. So runner at second and still just one out. Oh, two pitch coming to Eagles. And she sends this one a high fly ball. That is going to be up against the fence. And that's going to get the first run home of the game as New comes in to score. And Eagles is going to end up at third base in a wild throw up the line. Luckily, Rosenbaum over there to cut it off. It's an RBI triple for Eagles. And Industrial leads it 1-0. I mean, she just absolutely got all of that pitch. And also, too, here, didn't make me, but the dimensions here at the ballpark deeper than what normally used to. Most of the ballparks in our district, they're about max 200 feet. These are 225. And that one bunted foul. Olivia Garcia, the cleanup hitter. And swung and a miss. Good pitch there by Summer, and it's 0-2. Washington County dressed down the white uniforms tonight with green letters and numbers, whereas Industrial going with their same uniforms they had the other night with the dark blue, almost a black looking color, and with white and actually I think that it would be white pinstripes, and then white letters and numbers with red trim. And that one outside for a ball. Runner third, one out. Caroline Summer in the circle for Washington County. It's a 1-0 lead for Industrial here in the bottom of the first. Pitch fouled away once again. And Garcia hanging in there. Kirsten Thomas would be due up next. And Garcia foul away. And next pitch coming. Foul tip almost into the... And... Well, a throw. And it got away. And they're going to say she was safe. Okay, I'm confused because I thought she tipped that one. I'm like one of those myself. So they are bringing her, back. Okay. I thought so. I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm not crazy. I'm pretty close enough. I thought that was a foul tip. So one ball, two strikes remain on Garcia. And swings and misses. Now she's got one strike. And that's two away. I'm bringing up Kirsten Thomas. Thomas, the number five hitter in the order, getting the start in center field tonight. Washington County with a trailing here 1-0, bottom of the first. Industrial's got another runner down at third. They don't pitch as a strike call. Good pitch there by Summer. Coming back, looking to make sure that runner at third not going anywhere. And next pitch. That is a strike call, and it's 0-2. And next pitch coming. Foul back into the screen. No balls, two strikes. And that one, that was awfully close. One ball and two strikes. I believe if I were one of the boys in blue, I would have probably pulled the trigger on that one. And the 1-2, swing and a miss, got her own strike. And that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, Industrial does come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors. and one left on. We go to the second inning. It is Industrial 1, Washington County. Nothing back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters or their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League State Tournament.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and wishes them good luck at state.
All right, back we go here, and Caroline summoned the batter. Takes a pitch for a strike, and it's 0-2 on her. We're in the top of the second inning. Industrial leading 1-0. It'll be Summer, followed by Rosenbaum, and then Sebastian. And the 0-2. Summer takes down low for a ball, and it's 1-2. Trying to help herself out with the bat here. And fouls that one back into the screen. One ball and two strikes. And down low for a ball. 2-2. And that one rolled up there again. And 3-2 count now on Summer. Collins here in the early going, having troubles finding the strike zone. Although she did get three strikeouts, she also had two walks in the first inning. And that was way high, ball four. And her pitches on that at bat were not anywhere close. And that brings up Raylan Rosenbaum. And I do, I'm just as many times as they've had to wipe the balls off already here in the early going, I think the pitchers are definitely having trouble with getting a grip on the ball. And it looks like one of the tournament directors coming out and bringing the home plate umpire some fresh softballs. So we'll see if this. I don't know if they still do that. I know back in my days when I was in high school, we used to stick them in this quick dry stuff and switch the balls out, but help keep the kind of work the same way as kitty litter, just trying to get them to might have been kitty litter actually for all I know. Get them to dry up, and that pitch up high for a ball to Rosenbaum. And Next pitch swung and missed. 1-1. Had a good rip there, but just came up empty. That one way high again off the backstop. Throw down the second runner in there easily. And so some are now in the scoring position. And it's 2-1. And next pitch from Collins, that one up high, and it's now 3-1. And looks like she's getting frustrated out there. Swung and a miss, and it's 3-2 now. Swung and a miss. Rosenbaum down on strikes for out number one. And that brings up Addie Sebastian. So one out, runner at second. Pitch to Sebastian. Inside the ball, runner going, throw down. And she is in there with a stolen base. Summer picked a good time, pops up and gets a fist bump from Dad there. And now we're going to get a visit to the circle. We're in the top of the second inning. Industrial leading Washington County 1-0. There's one out, runner at third. And I don't think Industrial was expecting this. That it would be, well, of course, I mean, it was close the first time they played. And a pie for a ball. And it's 2-0. And bounce right back to the catcher. Not really a lot of foul territory here at this particular ballpark. So even on a wild pitch, we were kind of talking about this last night. Even on a wild pitch or a pass ball, you've got to have a really good jump if you want to hope to score. And the pitch squared away to bunt, pops it up. And it is caught by Eagles. Throw back. They almost doubled her off. And now I'm going to bring up Chesney Staten. And Staten takes a pie ball. The two-outs runner at third. Just get a hit here and tie this thing up. And that one way high, a ball. Emery Sinega would be due up next. And Staten takes a strike. 2-1. And then therefore a strike, and 2-2. A pie for a ball, and now 3-2. Or is it 2-2? No, 2-2. Good crowd on hand for both teams. We're coming to you from the state little league, or the minor girls little league state, Texas East minor. I'll get it right. Texas East major girls little league state tournament at Diamonds at Daly in Rosenberg. And a pie for a ball. And she will take the trot on down to first. Staten draws the walk and brings up Sinega. And that's the fourth walk issued already by Collins. Pitch to Sinega, way high a ball. And you also, too, Collins wondering if maybe she might be a little amped up and might be overthrowing at times. Pitch a pie ball, 1-1. That might be something else Washington County can take advantage of as the game progresses. So they got a left-hand batter. And strike called. Thought that was a little high there, Blue. We wanted to. And that one ground ball in the hole. It's short, knocked down. Go to first, and she's going to be safe in the run scare. It's an infield RBI hit for Sinega. And Washington County's on the board. They've tied it at one apiece. And back to the top of it, Kelly Parker. And Thomas called. Collins bringing all her teammates in. Struck out her first time around. And bringing out a rosin bag for her to use. And Thomas Cullen wants a different softball. And this one's going to be popped up, and that is going to go out of play, past the stand, but we're heading toward the concession stand. Yeah. I wish they got good stuff at the concession stand, a little on the high side, but they've got good, pretty good concession stand over here. And a pie for a ball. 1-1. And that one down low, and it's the ball 2-1. Parker trying to get a hit and keep his rally going. And so this one, a high fly ball out to right, and it's going to be caught by the right fielder. She has robbed Parker of extra bases, and that will tie the side. In the end, though, for Washington County, they do get one run on one hit. There were no errors and two left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. We're all tied at one apiece. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
DVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. DVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. DVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. DVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's thepaintw.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
And on we go to the bottom of the second inning. Chambliss batting here against Caroline Summer. All tied up at one apiece. And the first pitch is a ball 1-0. And just a quick reminder, Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's also the Challenger Division for those with physical and mental challenges, too, or adults. Pitches fouled away. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And Kinsley Chambliss, Addison New, and Kinsey Weinheimer batting for Industrial in this inning. And that one is going to be popped up, given chase is Rosenbaum. And Rosenbaum was coming out, and Wunderlich was coming in and drops in between for a foul ball. One ball and two strikes. And Tom Collinsummer wants a new softball. And one ground ball to first. Up with it is Parker. She'll run to the bag, and it's out number one. And brings up Addison New. From Summer in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And next pitch down low for a ball, and it's 1-1. And that one's going to be fouled back. And that pitch was inside for a ball. It's 2-2. It's popped up. Parker calling for it. He'll make the grab for round number two. two quick outs there. And brings up Kenzie Weinheimer. And next pitch from Summer. Taking four ball and 1-0. We're in the second inning, tied, bottom of the second, tied 1-1. And down low for a ball. And in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike on Weinheimer. Zoe Gray would be due up next. And that one, line drive, base hit into right field, and Weinheimer's aboard. Did a good job there just going with the pitch and taking it the opposite way. And now this is Zoe Gray, the batter. And Gray takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And swings and misses the next pitch, and it's 1-2. Good fastball there by Summer. And next pitch, slow roller over to first, and Parker picks it up, runs to the bag, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the third inning. And Industrial and Washington County all tied at 1-1. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, as we come back here to start the third inning, and we got a new pitcher for Industrial, and it's going to be Peyton Thomas. And Peyton Thomas, and takes the first pitch for a ball. 1-0. She'll be working to Stella Church, Tegan Wilson, and Belle Schrader. And Church pops this one up. Second baseman Weinheimer calling for it, and she'll put the squeeze on it for out number one. I was looking to see if maybe they had moved Collins. Oh, looks like she's over at shortstop now. As Tegan Wilson will bat here. Wilson had a single earlier in the first inning. And pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. And swings and misses. And it's 0-2. And pitch to Wilson up high for a ball. And it's 1-2. And that one down low for a ball. And it's even down at 2 apiece. And then the left field. And Wilson is aboard. She's 2-for-2 in the game. And now that is going to bring up Belle Schrader. Schrader walked her first time up. And Thomas wants a different softball. It's a line, one out. Schrader waiting on the pitch from Thomas. And delivery is in there for a strike, 0-1. Foul tip, and it's 0-2. For a ball, and it's 1-2. And swing and a miss. And Schrader down on strikes. It'll be out number two in the inning. It brings up Lana Wunderlich. Wunderlich also walked her first time up. And pitch bounced up there, ball. And that one back to the pitcher. Thomas throws to first for out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and it's all tied up, 1-1. Back into we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Little League season is all about teamwork, preparation, and playing the long game. That's why at Petro Benefits, they help with building a winning financial game plan for every stage of life for individuals and families across Washington County. Certified financial planner professional Matt Zettel helps take the guesswork out of planning so families can stay focused on what matters most. Call Petro Benefits today or visit PetroBenefits.com. And be sure to catch My Two Cents with Matt Zettel every third Wednesday on KWHI.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but The days are longer. We know you're itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop with your shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way, you can hurry back to fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters. Located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant. Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
And Chelsea Kretzer, the leadoff hitter in the inning, she'll be followed by Carly Black and then Isabella Marquez against Caroline Summer. We're in the bottom of the third, tied at one each, and this one back to Summer. Going to throw to Parker at first, and that's one away. And that's going to bring Carly Black down. And Summer's next pitch. Swing and missed, and it's 0-1. It's the bottom three of the industrial batting order. And squares away the bunt, and bunts it back to Summer. Throw to first. Sebastian over there to cover, and it's two away. Good teamwork there by Washington County. And now Isabella Marquez, the batter. And Marquez fouls that one away. One count.
Hey, keep working, ladies. Let's go.
And a pie for a ball. One and one.
How you doing, great, Caroline?
And one ticket for a ball. Two and one. Marquez, and if she can get on here, that will turn it back to the top of the order with Collins. A strike. And we're in the pie ball four. And a walk to Marquez. That'll bring up Bell Collins, the pitcher. Just need one more out to get through the inning. And pitch to Collins, way high ball. And that one way high goes to the backstop, and the runner will move up. Marquez in the scoring position now. And Thomas called umpire. He's going to check on the second base bag. And Thomas called Sam Summer, the manager for Washington County, out to talk to his pitcher as well as bring his infielders and catcher in. Need to get one more out here. The bar going up, break it up. And a pot for a ball. Rio count on Collins. And a pitch. That one strike gone. Not waste time. And it's 3-1 now. And that one, down the line, fair ball. And runner coming home. And the throw's going to be offline, and coming in to score is going to be Marquez, and Collins on the throw home ends up going into second. So it's an RBI single and makes it 2-1 Industrial. She just went the other way with that one and got that one into right field. And now Georgia knew the batter, knew, walked and scored her first time up. Swung and a miss, and you got Braylon Eagles waiting on deck. I know for Caroline, she probably wants to get this hitter out here, so doesn't have to look at Eagles with anybody on base this inning. And a pie gets away, and on the wild pitch, Collins moves up. Pitch taken for a ball. 2-1 count. And this one's going to be popped up. And someone makes the grab to retire the side. And so in the inning, though, they do come up with, Industrial comes up with one run on one hit. There were no errors and one left on. And we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning, top half of the fourth inning, top half of the fourth inning. Back at it, we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, ThePaintW.com. That's ThePaintW.com.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
All right, we come back here. Kinsley Haferkamp batting with a 1-2 count. We're in the top of the fourth inning. It is Industrial leading Washington County 2-1.
Right here,
one is a strike call. Golly, Blue, that was like shoulder high. And that is a strikeout. And it brings up Caroline Summers, so one down in the inning. Summers scored the first run of the game for Washington, or well, the only run of the game for Washington County back in second inning. She walked, stole a base, and came home on an RBI single by Emery Sinega. And Summers takes the first pitch for a strike. And next one coming foul away over toward the right side. I think what threw me off in between is because over on this field it's a little bit different from the parts we're used to, where the home team is in the first base dugout and the visiting team is in the third base dugout. As usually the ones we play at, the home team's in the third base, visitor in the first base dugout. And pitches up high for a ball. And it's 1-2. And that one is good. What a base hit! Good hit there by Summer. She just smacked that one in the right field. And that one brings up Raylan Rosenbaum. And she took a little page out of Industrial's book on there with taking it the other way and going with using that pitch and taking what they give her. And now Rosenbaum waiting on the next pitch from Thomas. Yeah, well, way high to the backstop. Summer off and running. And she is into the second base on the wild pitch. Summer with good speed down there. And a 1-0 count on Rosenbaum. And Thomas ready with her next pitch. A pie for a ball. And it's 2-0. And taken for a ball, and it is now 3-0. Ball four, and Rosenbaum draws the walk. So two runners aboard here now for Washington County. And that's going to bring up Addie Sebastian. So she can get these runs in here. And Bill is playing in, looking for maybe a bunt try. And she's swinging away. My ball takes it. Summer overran the bag and coming back in, and she's out. She overran the bag and throw over to second. She overran the bag and she was trying to come back in. They got her. So two down now in the inning. And so that'll bring up Sebastian reaches on the single. So you got Rosenbaum and Sebastian aboard. And what the? Why are we having a conference? As Chesney Staten is the batter. Yeah, I mean, it's the right call. I guess they were appealing to see We get the call third overturn, but yeah, it was the right call. You don't want to give the other team credit, but yeah. And now coach coming out to have a word with Thomas. Washington County's been knocking on the door each of the innings, but so far they've been able to manage to put one run up. Staten walked her first time up. She's got two teammates aboard. Her last at bat was against the starting pitcher Collins. This is your first look at Thomas. And the pitch down low for a ball. And next pitch down low, ball again, and it's 2-0. Next pitch, low again, and it's 3-0. Sinega drove in. So far, been the only run of the game for Washington County. Two up next. Yeah, they can get to her. And 3-0 pitch to Staten. In there for a strike, and it's 3-1. And swing and a miss, 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got on the strike two times side in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go to the bottom half of the fourth. Back at Industrial leading 2-1. Back at we another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
And back we go here to the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Braylon Eagles leading things off, followed by Olivia Garcia and then Kirsten Thomas. First pitch to Eagles is up high for a ball, 1-0. Over here at the Major Girls Little League All-Stars Texas East State Tournament at Diamonds of Daly in Rosenberg. Pitch is a strike home. Industrial kind of added their lead. Industrial wins tonight. They're the tournament champions. If they win this game, they're the tournament champions. If Washington County can come back and pull out a win, we will play two tonight. and have a second game about 30 minutes following the conclusion of the first game. And Eagles outside, takes a pitch outside for a ball. It's 3-1. This so far has been quite the contrast to the when these two teams met on Saturday. And Eagles swings and misses, took a big rip and came up empty. And it's two balls, two strikes. Eagles had an RBI triple her last time up. And next pitch fouls it away. Two balls, two strikes. And Eagles pops that one up. And that is going to be off the awning over where the industrial fans are sitting. And time is calm. And apparently they want to wipe off the handle of the bat. Apparently a little too much moisture with the... And it's been the case for... In case you're just joining us, it's still... I mean, it's not a hard ring. It's just still dripping here at the ballpark. And they had... And the field is still pretty wet because they've had earlier today almost 4 inches of rain here. Yeah, that one fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. And outside, ball four. Eagles draws the walk. And for Summer, that's only her third walk in the game. And brings up Olivia Garcia. Garcia struck out her first time up. Squares away the bunt and bunts it foul up the third base side. Trying to play small ball here. Yeah, I know the tournament officials here are trying to, they're hoping to try to get all the games finished up tonight because it really doesn't matter. Even with the rain, it's more rain coming tomorrow. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-1. And, of course, coming up, the winner of this moves on to, the winner of this tournament moves on to the regionals, which will be played in Waco starting on Saturday. Pitches a strike called, 1-2, and they actually, we saw, printed out the bracketing, and they've actually got Texas East taking on Texas West in the first game. Pitches down low for a ball. 2-2. Yeah, watch. And, and pitch foul away. Count remains 2-2. And this one back to the pitcher. Summer up with it. And throws to Parker over at first. And that is one away. Nice pitch there. Brings up Kirsten Thomas, who is now the pitcher. And time call. Center fielder needed to tie her shoe real quick.
You ready, Lotto?
And is taking Delmo for a ball. And it's 1-0. Squares away the butt once again, pulls the bat back. And on that play, Eagles ends up stealing third. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and it's going to get through. And she's going to beat it for a hit. And Thomas going to end up, because they were looking at third base, and she ends up going all the way to second. And now that brings up Kinsley Chambliss with two outs. Or no, excuse me, one out. So two on, one out. Anthony Chambliss takes a, gonna pop this one up, and that's gonna be out of play. Bunt and bunts it foul up the third base side. Hey, you got two on the red. One more. So no balls, two strikes on Chambliss. Kind of surprised they're still having her bunt here. Because you got runners at second and third. I can see they're first and second. And pitch to Chambliss, going to get a fly ball to the left. And it's going to be out of play. And so count remains 0-2 on Chambliss. And a pie for a ball. And this one, foul tip. Walking around the circle there. A little bit there is a one. You kind of hit, you kind of see an outline of one. And they're going to exchange softballs here. Trying to do their best to keep them as fresh as possible here with the rain still slightly coming. Hey, swung and a miss. And Chambliss down for long strikes. It's two down. Brings up Addison New. So now Washington County just needs one more out to get out of this inning. And Delmo for a ball, 1-0. Washington County trailing this one 2-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two outs. Runners at second and third. And the pitch to New. Foul back. One ball and one strike. And next pitch way high up ball. Not enough for the runners to move up. 2-1. and up high for a ball. And it's 3-1 now. Weinheimer waiting on deck. And the pie for a ball, and they'll load the bases. Brings up Kenzie Weinheimer. Pitch way high, a ball. Two outs, bases loaded for Industrial. Yeah, well, just a tad high, and it's 2-0. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1. And a pie ball, and it's 3-1 now. Now you got to be careful here because you don't want to walk in a run. And that one is a slow roller. Shortstop up with it. Fires to first. And gets the out to retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs. One hit, no errors. And three left on. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. It is Industrial leading Washington County 2-1. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
It all begins with understanding the value of savings. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is here when dreams take flight. When you're building your future and when it's time to enjoy the rewards of your hard work, they empower their members to make smart financial decisions through education, covering budgeting, savings, identity protection, and smart buying strategies. They proudly serve the communities through partnership with local schools and charitable organizations for every goal and every milestone. They're here for you. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union. Educate, partner, serve. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
All right, here we go. And we're in the top of the fifth inning. Industrial leading Washington County 2-1. It'll be Emery Sinega, and then back to the top of the order with Kenley Parker and Stella Church. And first pitch is a strike call on Sinega. They go 1-for-1 with an RBI single her first time up.
Hey, let's go, Emery, right here, kid. Hey, let's go, Sid. Let's go. Hey, we need right here,
Sid. So they go batting left. And time is called. And Coach Sam Summer having a word with Sinega. Little strategy session.
Hey, you got any confidence up there, kid?
and they're waiting on the next pitch from Thomas. And this one is going to be, oh, the second baseman's good, and in the right field for a base hit. And that makes Sinega 2-for-2. But the player in, had the second baseman been normal depth, she might have had that one, but they're playing her in, and she burned them. And that brings up Kimberly Parker. It's going to be popped and going to go foul. Pitch foul away. No balls, two strikes. Runner going, throw down, and stolen base by Sinega. And one ball, two strikes on Parker. One, two, swing and a miss. And Parker down on strikes. That's eight strikeouts now for Washington County batters. As Stella Church steps up here, she's 0-for-2. And pitch way high, ball. First baseman really playing in. Looking for maybe a bunt opportunity. And Church takes down low for a ball. And a 2-0 count. And pitch from Thomas. Going to be foul back. Two balls and one strike. And one foul away. And Washington County assistant coach there, Bertrand Parker, doing his best to stay out of the way. Didn't want to interfere with the play. He ended up running into the visiting or to the industrial dugout. The kid out of the way of the play there. 2-2. And next pitch from Tom pounds up there. Ball gets away. And Sinega will move over to third on the wild pitch. And now the tying run is closer than ever. Three, two count on Church. Collins going in to have a word with Thomas.
Hey, let's go, Stella, right here.
wipe the ball off as best she can. And that one taken by four. And put runners at the corners now for Keegan Wilson. And Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game. From Thomas. And then a line drive caught by the shortstop. Gonna throw to third. Oh, and she dropped the ball. And she got the bag. Let's see. And they're gonna step on the bag, and it's gonna be a double play. And so that'll end the inning. So, in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's still 2-1 Industrial. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Little League season is all about teamwork, preparation, and playing the long game. That's why at Petra Benefits, they help with building a winning financial game plan for every stage of life for individuals and families across Washington County. Certified financial planner professional Matt Zettel helps take the guesswork out of planning so families can stay focused on what matters most. Call Petra Benefits today or visit PetraBenefits.com. And be sure to catch My Two Cents with Matt Zettel every third Wednesday on KWHI.
And back we go, and it's Zoe Gray leading off the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch to her is a ball 2-0. Washington County trailing this one 2-1. They'll have one more at bat to try to tie it up in the top half of the sixth. But right now, I got to make sure. You don't want that deficit to grow any further. And ball three. Steve Gray, Kretzer, and Blacksinger are toward the bottom of their order. You got a good chance of trying to get through this without giving up any more runs. And that's ball four. And naturally, as soon as I say that, then Gray draws a walk and gets aboard. Some of these days I need to just learn when to shut my mouth, but it's kind of hard when you work in radio. And Chelsea Kretzer, the batter, squares away, lays down a sack bunt, and she's going to be safe, and Gray going all the way to third, and she's going to be in there. Is she safe? What is the call? Okay. And they say she was in there. And so what ends up is a bunt hit ends up, Gray goes all the way to third, and Kretzer ends up going all the way to second, and there's still nobody out here in the fifth. And you got Carly Black, the hitter. Yeah, And Black squares away the buck, pulls the bat back, and we'll take a ball. And we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Industrial leading 2-1, trying to add to their lead. Washington County trying to keep it just a one-run game. And this one's going to be popped up and foul. So one ball, one strike. And Summer won the different softball.
Let's go, WC!
One ball, one strike, and the delivery. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes ball two. The 2-1 squares away and bunts this one. Back to the pitcher, throw to first, gets the out, runner coming home. And in there and scoring is Gray. To make it a 3-1 game. And Isabella Marquez, the batter, as Kretzer moves over to third base. Lays down the bun, bunts it foul. Only one out in the inning. The run is in to make it 3-1 in favor of Industrial. This one is another bunt. This time it's going to go foul. And it's an 0-2 count. Lana Caroline and Raylan doing a good job there, just letting that one roll foul. Because as quickly as Marquez moved up that line, they weren't, had it stayed fair, it wouldn't have got her. So that was the only thing they could do, is let it roll foul. And next pitch is in there for a ball. It's 1-2 now on Marquez. And a pie for a ball. And it's 2-2. And that one is over to second. Sebastian booted the ball. And that's going to get home Kretzer to make it 4-1. Took a wicked hop on that wet turf out there. And so two runs are in to make it now 4-1 Industrial. And Ellie Collins, the batter. And still just one out in the inning. Industrial picking up a couple of insurance runs here in the fifth. Now Washington County just try to do what they can to get these last two outs and then hope for the best in the top half of the inning. Time called. We're going to have a visit to the mat, or to the circle. Oh, Washington County coach, Matt, Sam Summer. Talking to him with his kids. I'll tell you, Sam has done just such a great job with these young ladies here. And coaches too, Coach Parker and Coach Heffercamp. And anytime you can get them to this level, it's just absolutely incredible. And now, of course, you want to see that when you get this far, you want to see them finish it. And still got plenty of softball left, but right now, Washington County, their focus, you got to be on getting a couple outs and seeing, letting it all hang out in that sixth inning. Collins, the batter, and pitch to her, and she's going to put this one in the air. And it's off the left, right fielder's glove. And so the runners will move up. It's going to be an E9. You can quite see who that is out there now. It's an error. And so two runners on now. And Georgia knew the batter. Squares away to bunt and bunts it back to Summer. And a throw to first. That's two down. Sack bunt. And Marquez moves to third. Collins to second. Two outs in the inning now. Brings up Braylon Eagles. Eagles has an RBI triple and also a walk. Two on, two out. Eagles takes the first pitch up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. And a pie 2-0. Strike call. And then one bouncer to short. And fires on the first, and there's out number three. Two runs in that inning, makes it a 4-1 game now. We go to the top of the sixth inning, do or die for Washington County. And back into we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and wishes them good luck at state.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs. At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
And back we go. It's Belle Schrader leading things off. She's got a 2-0 count on her. With Schrader, Wunderlich, and Heffercamp here on the top of the sixth. Washington County trailing 4-1. They need to get at least three here to keep the game going. And pitch is a strike called. Meanwhile, for Industrial there, three outs away from a state championship. And that one up high for a ball. And it's 3-1 now on Trader. Trader walked her first time up, struck out last time up. That is a strike call. And it's 3-2 now. Trader coming up after making a nice play at short to end the bottom half of the fifth. And pitch to a swing and a miss. And down on strikes to Schrader for out number one. And bring up Alana Wunderlich. Pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And then one back up the middle, knocked down by Weinheimer for the first. That's two away. And so for Washington County, it all comes down to Kinsley Hefferkamp. Hefferkamp 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. This is one of my favorite broadcast partners. It says that just means she's due. First pitch. In there for a strike. Slow down there. That one looked almost like he was coming on the pitch before it even reached the mid. And foul tip 0-2. So Washington County down to their final strike now. Balls, two strikes. And pitch up high, 1-2. Big moment here. And the pitch. Swung on a miss. And that was your ball game. Final score. Industrial wins it 4-1. They are your Major Girls State Champions. And they will move on to the regionals on Saturday in Waco. Meanwhile, the season comes to an end for Washington County. But what an incredible run they've had. And we'll talk more about that. But first, we'll have our post game. And we'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Summer's here. And you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
At Leroy Schrader Stone, Sod, and Soil, they've got everything you need to bring your outdoor projects to life. From building stone, sod, quality soils and compost, to culverts, driveway materials, masonry products, and more. They've got you covered. Visit them online at LeroyShrader.com or give them a call at 979-836-6521. You dream, they deliver. Leroy Schrader, located at 8051 TX36 in Brenham.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, as we come back here, and once again, your final score, it is Industrial 4, Washington County 1, so there'll be no second game tonight. Industrial takes care of business in the first game, and season comes to an end for Washington County, but what a great job by these young ladies, especially after getting down, battled back last night, got themselves in this spot, and played a much better game tonight than they did Saturday against Industrial. Really, they were in it up until that that last inning, and those two runs that Industrial was able to put up in the fifth inning, I think, was finally the backbreaker there. But Industrial gets the win, and credit where credit is due. They're a really good team, and we'll see what happens to them as they move forward. And meanwhile, that is we're going to continue with more of the postgame. I'm sure they've got they're getting the banner presentation. So they're having their big party out there in right field, and don't know if they're going to do like the pinning ceremonies or anything like that, like they used to. It's been a while since I've been to a state tournament, so this is kind of new for me. In the meantime, we'll continue with the postgame, but first let's send you back to the studios and hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com. or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
And let's take a look at the final statistics. And for Washington County, Kenley Parker was 0 for 3 this evening. Stella Church, 0 for 2 with a walk. Tegan Wilson was 2 for 3 with a pair of singles. Bell Schrader, 0 for 2 with a walk. Lana Wunderlich, 0 for 2 with a walk. Gensley Heffercamp, 0 for 3. Caroline Summer was on base both times with a walk and a single. She also scored Washington County's only run. Raylan Rosenbaum, 0 for 1 with a walk. Addie Sebastian, 1 for 2 with a single. Chesney Staten, 0 for 1 with a walk. And then Emery Sinega, 2 for 2 with a pair of singles and an RBI. And Heffercamp ended up going the distance for Washington County. And meanwhile, that's a look at the stats and back with more after we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizen State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizen State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com. to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
And back we go here. And Little League is the, I want to let you know, Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, you can visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. Back with more of the postgame after we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters or their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League State Tournament.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Little League is about more than baseball. It's about families making memories together. From first pitches to post-game celebrations, everyone deserves to enjoy every moment. That's why families trust Medicare Equipment Specialties for quality home medical equipment, dependable service, and the personal care they deserve. Every generation has a role on game day, from the kids on the field to the grandparents in the bleachers. Trust Medicare Equipment Specialties.
Play ball!
4R Fuel has you covered with fuel deliveries throughout the Brazos Valley. Locally owned and operated by Billy, 4R Fuel delivers bulk fuel right to your home, farm, ranch, or business. They offer highway diesel, farm diesel, and gasoline, delivered when and where you need it. No lines, no downtime, just reliable fuel service you can count on. Call 979-836-7123. 4R Fuel. Call Billy today at 836-7123.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back here. And once again, in case you're just joining us, there'll be no second game tonight. Industrial defeated Washington County in the first game 4-1. So Industrial wins the state championship here. And Washington County will be the state runners-up. And we want to congratulate Washington County on a great season. Just ran into a bus on Industrial, a really good team. And tonight it was a little bit of a different story with the, of course, the wet field and wet balls played a part into that. And just some certain plays throughout the course of the game that if they'd have went one way or the other, who knows, we might have had a different outcome and been playing the second game. But nevertheless, Industrial does pull it out here tonight. Well, we got to take one more break and back to wrap up our 2026 Little League All-Star coverage, and we'll do that after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Swing by your local H-E-B department for everything you need to make your summer party at the park or pool unforgettable. From juicy burgers and sizzling steaks to marinated fajitas and Texas-sized sausage, they've got the goods. And don't forget the fixings. Grab fresh produce, bakery buns, cold drinks, sides, and all your summer favorites in one stop. Your summer, your grill. Your Burnham H-E-B. Let's party Texas-style.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
It all begins with understanding the value of savings. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is here when dreams take flight. When you're building your future and when it's time to enjoy the rewards of your hard work, they empower their members to make smart financial decisions through education, covering budgeting, savings, identity protection, and smart buying strategies. They proudly serve the communities through partnership with local schools and charitable organizations for every goal and every milestone. They're here for you. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union. Educate, partner, serve. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
All right, as we come back here, that's going to wrap up the 2026 Little League season for us here on KWHI. So many people to thank. First of all, thank all the parents, coaches, teams for looking out for us during the course of the season, especially me trying to work my way back in, still being a little bit on, not quite 100% yet on the leg yet, but we're getting there. But nevertheless, big thank you to my buddy Stephen Drain, who was a big help this year with helping me cover the games. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in to us each and every night here on the radio. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. Thanks to Grayson back at the studios for his always great job on the boards. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Thank you, Doug. And tonight's post-game show is brought to you by Medicare Equipment, Texas Farm Credit, 4R Fuel, Washington Animal Clinic, Plan North Architectural, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, HEB in Brenham, Bilski Water Wells, Citizens State Bank, Flynn College, Collier Construction, Felder's By and By, Guadalajara Restaurant, Thrivent Financial Group, Blue Bell Creameries, Dominant Associates, Burton Friends and Neighbors, BBR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, Palmarello's Meat Market, BDM Pipe and Steel, K&H Portable Toilets, Whataburger in Brenham, Leroy Schrader, Tillman General Contractor, Seidel Schrader, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, The Paint Warehouse, TNT Car Wash, Kendra Tile, Wingstop Double D Glass Service, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Hody Real Estate, Wellman Insurance Agency, Woodson Lumber Company, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Petra Benefits, and Altman Dentistry. Again, the final score is Washington County losing to Industrial 4-1. Good job to the girls for having a great season. And we'll be right back here in the morning with Craig Montana and Josh Balashki. It's going to be great. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.